You know what's wild about Democratic leadership? Sometimes you watch them negotiate and you wonder if they're playing for the other team. It's like watching a basketball player accidentally score on their own hoop and then celebrating the points. Democratic leaders will go into negotiations with Republicans like they're trying to win a Most Cooperative Player award instead of, you know, actually winning.
Yeah.
We're willing to compromise on everything we believe in if you'll just promise to think about maybe considering our position. It's like watching someone play poker by showing their cards to everyone at the table and then asking if anyone needs help with their strategy. Here's what we want, here's our bottom line, and here's exactly how desperate we are to make a deal. Your move. Democrats will have a winning hand and somehow find a way to fold. Republicans could show up to negotiations with a pair of twos, and Democrats would be like, well, we respect your right to have those cards. Perhaps we could split the pot. You'll see Democratic leadership make statements like, while we fundamentally disagree with our Republican colleagues' plan to set everything on fire, we appreciate their passion and look forward to finding common ground in the ashes. Can you imagine if Republicans ever acted like this? Picture Mitch McConnell saying, you know what, the Democrats have a point. Let's give them everything they want and ask for nothing in return, because bipartisanship is beautiful. That man would spontaneously combust. Democratic leaders negotiate like they're trying to win a Nobel Peace Prize for most reasonable person in an unreasonable situation. Meanwhile, Republicans negotiate like they're trying to win a reality show called Survivor Capitol Hill Edition. It's like Democrats are playing chess while following the rules of checkers, and Republicans are playing football while pretending it's chess. Excuse me, that's not a legal move in chess. We're not playing chess anymore, we're playing Calvin Ball, and we just changed all the rules. Democratic leadership will spend months crafting the perfect compromise bill that addresses everyone's concerns, and Republicans will vote against it anyway. Then Democrats will be like, well, we respect their decision and hope to work together in the future. It's like getting punched in the face and saying, thank you, sir. May I have another? You'll have Democrats saying things like, we believe our Republican friends are negotiating in good faith. While those same Republicans are literally on TV explaining their plan to never negotiate in good faith. It's like believing your ex when they say they're almost ready to settle down while they're updating their dating profile. Republicans could propose a bill to rename Tuesday to Opposite Day, and Democratic leadership would respond with, while we have concerns about the chronological implications, we're willing to discuss renaming Wednesday to Compromise Day as a middle ground. The funniest part is when Democrats act surprised by Republican behavior. We never could have predicted they would do exactly what they said they were going to do. It's like being shocked that water is wet after spending your entire career studying hydrology. Democratic leaders will bend over backwards to accommodate Republicans who wouldn't bend over forwards to help Democrats if their lives depended on it. We want to be inclusive in our approach to being excluded from everything. If Republicans had Democratic leadership's approach to negotiation, they'd be like, you know what, Democrats? You're right. We should have universal health care, free college, and a living wage. Also, here's our lunch money. Instead, they negotiate like they're trying to buy a car from someone who's never heard of money. Democrats treat politics like a book club, where everyone's opinion is valid and interesting. Republicans treat politics like dodgeball, where the point is to eliminate the other team as quickly as possible. We'd like to have a respectful dialogue about why you just threw a ball at our face. You'll see Democratic leadership praise Republicans for doing the absolute bare minimum. We want to commend our colleagues across the aisle for showing up to work today and not actively setting the building on fire. This is the kind of bipartisan cooperation we need more of. Here's what gets me. Democratic voters elect Democrats to fight for Democratic policies, and instead they get Democrats who fight for the right to ask Republicans pretty please with a cherry on top. It's like hiring a lawyer who spends the entire trial complimenting the opposing attorney's outfit and asking if there's anything they can do to make their job easier. Your Honor, while we believe our client is innocent, we deeply respect the prosecution's right to disagree and would like to help them prove our client is guilty if that would be more convenient for everyone.